Welcome to the Motivational Firewood Radio Show with your host, Steve Gamlin. As an award-winning speaker and author, Steve's greatest passion is blending inspiration and humor to create relatable, actionable, and repeatable messages. We hope you enjoy this recording.
Hey there, my friends. This is Steve, and welcome to the Motivational Firewood Radio Show. Now, if you've been listening to me long enough, you know my favorite thing in the world to do is find cool people and talk to them. So today's guest is Miss G of the G's Love Facebook page. Hello, Miss G.
Hello, everybody. Hello, Steve.
Hello to you. Now, I am recording, broadcasting here from the big Motivational Firewood studio in the woods of New Hampshire. Where do you find yourself today?
I found myself today alive, thank you, but I'm in Houston, Texas, also.
Well, one of the things I love most, and I've been, of course, following you, and we've been friends on social media for quite a while, one of your recent Twitter posts said that you were listening to the OJs on Spotify. Now, I absolutely love the song Love Train by the OJs.
Yes, yes. Anything by the OJs is good.
Such a great message.
It is. I mean, music to me is like a part of life. It has color. I mean, it just brings about the best in people. It can bring about emotion in people. It can have you reminisce. I mean, I just love music in all kinds.
And of course, part of your message as well, right there on your Twitter page, your mission, spread love, give thanks.
That's it. I believe I'm an extension of God. I have a relationship with God. I am passionate about being spiritual. That's why I believe I'm here for a purpose, and the basic purpose, God is not complicated. He just wants you to love each other, supply it to the earth, and then move on, wherever that is.
So now today, it's very, very hot down in Houston, Texas. What are you thankful for today?
Feeling real good. Feeling centered.
Good.
Feeling really good, yes.
And that's a good place to be.
Caffeinated, an organic caffeination.
Oh, there you go.
That's a word, caffeination.
So you're not one of those people that by lunchtime is already on your ninth cup of coffee?
No, I'm not. I used to be on that coffee kick, but I kicked it. And every now and then I have some coffee. And it has to be a certain color. It has to be a certain amount of sugar. And then, like, if I order it and it's not just right, I feel like the day is not going to be right. I don't know. I don't know if that's something, but when I get that good cup of coffee, it's just the smell and the taste, and then, oh, it's going to be a great day.
The next time somebody gets the coffee absolutely perfect, I want you to take a picture of that person, and every time you need a little something or need a smile, I want you to remember that last person that got your coffee order just right.
Oh, my God, I have the perfect person. I don't go to nobody else. It's at a McDonald's on FM 1960, this lady. Every time she's there, I have a great cup of coffee. But I'm going to do that tomorrow if I go get coffee tomorrow. I'm going to take her picture and I'm going to send it to you and I'm posting it on my page. Because every time, I'm telling you, it's just her energy. And the biggest thing, too, I give secret to people, when anybody's handling your food and you're ordering, make sure you, and if there's anything else, say, add some love to it. I'm telling you, it's going to make them smile. It's going to set them back a little. They're going to be like, huh? What did you say? And you say, add some love to it. And I'm telling you, your food is going to taste great. Whatever you're getting, it's going to be better. Because they give you hearts. They give you cool. I mean, you just get an extra gift when they, like, get it. And they'll be like, thank you for that. They'll tell you thank you before you say thank you.
I love that. You know, I never even thought to do that before, but I am going to do that.
And then you text me on my page and you let me know how it works.
I will do that. And one of my favorite ways to kind of share some good energy is, and I just shared this with a dear friend on the phone right before we got on the radio show, was to go to a convenience store and ask the clerk, how's everybody treating you today? Because they're not used to hearing that question. And if they say, oh, really well, I know they're being honest. But if they say, if you took that long to say, well, you're thinking of a jerk.
Yeah.
So I always say the same thing. I hope I'm the meanest, nastiest person you have to deal with the rest of the day.
No.
And they laugh just like you are. And then I tell them, quick, look at the security camera. And they're looking up and laughing. And they say, why? I said, because the next time you have a jerk, I want you to rewind that film and watch yourself laughing.
Yeah, that's funny. And it'll take all that other stuff away. I'm telling you, it's the little things.
I think people just really appreciate when somebody goes out of the normal, hi, how are ya, you know, to just interject.
The monotony, when you break the monotony.
Yeah, just to know somebody cared, even just for a minute.
Yes, it can change everything, the whole day. I saw a quote that said something, just a kind word can mean the world to somebody or change their entire day, something like that.
Yeah.
I saw something like that the other day.
Because we never know. I mean, people that work in stores, they have to be, they're not super happy all the time, but at least they have to be pleasant or non-confrontational. But you never know who needs a hero that day.
Yes, true. And I pulled over and I'm at a little parking spot, but I had to find some greenery, right? So I'm in front of these like trees and they're like waving at me because it's windy outside. So it's not too bad with the wind coming through, but, like, the trees are waving at me as I'm talking to you. So I just wanted to let you know that.
I love that. Now, see, not everybody notices stuff like that. So why don't you just share a couple more thoughts on how people can find something like that every day and the importance of remaining aware?
First, get out of yourself. And whenever I wake up, I always just like to give thanks. I'm starting to do more of meditating in the morning before I even jump into my day. I try to stop and be still, and I'll listen to something like water and just try to get out of yourself and just be thankful for in the now and just make an effort, and then it'll become a habit just to say a kind word or be the best person you can be, because we are so caught up in the programming of I have this problem, I have that problem, I have that. Why don't we just get caught up in, man, I know someone has it worse than me, so why am I complaining? It can always be much worse.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
And I was at the gym this morning, and I came up with a new quote, and I thought, I'm just beginning my workout. I'm not going to be home for another 45 minutes. I need to go write this down. So I went over and made the girl at the counter laugh. I said, can I borrow a pen? Because something hit me just now. It might be brilliant. If I don't write it down and I forget it, I'm going to remember it was brilliant. And it was, be encouraged by the good in the world, not discouraged when you can't find it.
Yes.
Because there's always something good happening. And it doesn't have to be a celebrity or a rock star or anybody with a big name. It can be the person who lives right down the street from you, who's a hero.
Yeah, that's right.
Who are some of your heroes? Maybe in your community or maybe in the speaking world or in your field of business?
Well, you're a hero to me, Steve. I love what you do, and what you do just resonates with me. I love Oprah. I like the idea of Oprah. I like the idea of Steve Jobs. I like the idea of Gandhi. I like the idea of Jesus. I like the idea because we are an idea. You know, we're beings. We are huge, but we are spirit. But we come in with these ideas of creativeness, and we become, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I love people who just really focus on trying to better things. I love that.
I do, too, and I'm doing my best every day to just lay some little tiny bricks on the yellow brick road to find it.
That's right.
So why don't you tell me a little bit more about your background? Were you always this positive, or did you kind of gravitate that way?
I am from New Orleans. Single-parent home, but I knew my father. My father is more the nurturer in the relationship between those two, and my mom is more the masculine energy. So I gravitated more towards my father. And the times we did get to see my father, the temperature was always nice in his home. Wherever his home was, it was always nice. His home always smelled like strawberry incense every time, like it was like embedded in the walls. Oh, my God. So the temperature's nice. You smell the incense, and he had records galore. So he's a creative as well, because he used to make like leather wallets back then, engrave them, and shirts and albums. He had music for days, and we'll create tapings. He used to have those reel tapings. I don't know if anyone's familiar with those. Like it was like a tape reel, and you put these two little reels on there, and you record like that. So just being in his presence, I always just anticipated the moment I could see my dad again and have that experience. I always just felt like possibility with him, even though my mom, she's great, 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 but she had me more work. So I'm a hard worker based on her. But as far as the creative part, and I think of possibility of changing things, really, sorry, Mom, came from my dad. I'm sorry. I don't know. It just was something about him, and I've always just wanted to do better, explore. I haven't gotten there yet, but Paris has always been a place that I would like to go to. And I don't know. I think I've always been like this. I think I've always been like this person. But I'm better now because I went through a phase of being closed off because sometimes you go through a transition where you get hurt by things that you experience and then you close off. But I went through a transition where I had to just close myself off for a moment. And I just took it and looked at myself and did a self-evaluation and got more connected with becoming more holistically sound because it looked like I was just all over the place. So now I focus on being healthy in mind, body, and spirit is my goal now. But always had this essence of me, but now I'm trying to get more in tune with it by having all those areas, mind, body, spirit, in sync, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, it sure does. Now, besides Paris, where do you see this journey taking you?
I'm glad you asked, Steve. So everyone who knows me, all my kids who are listening to this now, all my kids will know, Ms. G, we already know your story, Ms. G. Okay, so what's the story? I said, well, I come here to this world, I help and change lives, and then at the far end of my time in existence, I would like to have a beachfront home because I want to wake up to the ocean every day. I want to go to bed with the sunset every night. I want to sing because I'm a singer as well. Get me like a little spot, a little club or some, a little pub somewhere where I, you know, do a set every night. And that's how I, you know, get to pay the bills. But my hope and dream is to have a beachfront home somewhere. I don't know the place yet, though, but I just know what I want. Because I want to wake up to the ocean, and I want to go to sleep to the ocean.
Love that. Now, of course, somewhere in your office or your home, there's probably a picture of a beach home somewhere, right?
On my phone, actually. I just discovered this wallpaper that changes every 3 hours, and it gives me different destinations. So I'm getting a lot of, it's like a travel wallpaper or something. And I'm seeing all these different places with waterfronts and mountains, and I'm like, oh, where is that? And it'll tell you, like, where it is, Hawaii, I think Singapore, different places. So I'm getting like a little, you know, little dings or ideas of where I can go. I just want to be connected to the ocean. That's it.
Now, I learned how to surf a couple of years ago. So one of these days when I'm out doing a speaking tour or something, if I happen to be in your hometown at the beach, can I just crash in your front yard and go surfing?
Of course. I'm a minimalist too. So it's like get your duffel bag or your sleeping bag with the duffel bag and come on and chill. Because I love to talk, I guess you can tell that. But ideas and just love to be around people who are, you know, like-minded too. And we could just talk all night and chill all night and dance all night and have some strawberry incense in the back and drink some wine and that'd be great.
And we can listen to records too.
That's right. And music, all kinds of music from Mozart to whatever. OJ's. Prince. I love Prince. Hi, Prince.
So for anybody listening right now who might be struggling with maybe a couple areas of their life, what is some advice that you would give, kind of coming from the place that you come from? I share my advice all the time. But what would you do to encourage somebody who might be just feeling a little lost right now?
Embrace the emotion. Embrace it because it's real and it came from somewhere. So don't try to suppress it. Acknowledge it, try to identify where it stems from, and push through it. Now, I say connect and sync with your mind, body, and spirit. I mean, get more healthy with your eating because your body is a temple. Exercise frequently. Meditate. That'll help with you mentally and your emotions. And spiritually, you know, start meditating and listening to high-frequency type sounds from opera, Mozart, this high frequency, just look up high frequency tones. 528 megahertz tone frequency type, because that'll help elevate with your mind, your thinking, and just get you to other levels. Because we're in a low frequency realm, so if you want to get your frequency higher, just look up how do I get my frequency higher, or, you know, the benefits of different sounds and tones. But acknowledge where you are. Don't suppress it. Push through it. It will take work, and it won't happen overnight, but you have to identify and process it in order for it to transition to something else.
And one thing, too, to remember is that whatever you might be going through right now, chances are somebody else has already gone through it. They got through it. And if it's somebody famous enough to have written a book or is a speaker or has videos on YouTube, you can actually reach out and see the clues they've left behind. Because so many people think when life is happening to them, oh, my gosh, my life is terrible. And
yes,
they feel like it's the worst for them, and they forget somebody else already went through it.
That's right.
And one of the things you mentioned also that I love is the sound of water, like the waterfalls or a babbling brook. And I said that once to somebody, well, you should listen to water for relaxation. And his answer was classic. I brush my teeth and flush my toilet, and that's enough.
Well, add a little bit more to that ingredient, and then you'll have a little bit extra.
Awesome. So, G, how can people get a hold of you or follow you to learn more about you and kind of get some of your energy?
You can go right to Instagram, Professional G. Professional and the letter G. And then that'll, you know, connect you to everything pretty much. So that's easy enough. Instagram, where everybody's pretty much at right now, and Professional G.
Love it. Well, thank you so much for being a part of the Motivational Firewood Radio Show. It has been an absolute joy talking with you.
Okie doke, Steve. You have a good day. I appreciate you.
Thank you for listening. For more information on how to include Steve at your next event or to learn more about his personal development programs, please visit stevegamlin.com.